Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We give God all praise, honor, and glory as we welcome his presence, as we welcome your presence, and we thank God for you, and we give God all glory and praise and thank him for another opportunity to be in service in the study of his word. Tonight, we're going to have a minister. Actually, I will be ministering, praise God, and I give God praise and honor and glory for the opportunity. We thank God for our Covenant Fellowship Church of Light of the World Christian Tabernacle under the leadership of Senior Pastor Bishop Kevin Jones and our Covenant Fellowship under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith and all of the great things that are going forth through Light of the World. We thank God for New Seasons Ministries as he continues to grow. And as we continue to be in service and dedication to him, we thank God and give him praise for such an opportunity. And we thank God, as I said earlier, for you and for your presence here tonight. We pray for everyone that's tuned in and pray for their families and pray that God will just be able to meet you at whatever point of need that you may have, that you he continue and we continue to lift you up in prayer to him. And we thank God for his grace and for his mercy and for all of his honor and peace and joy as he and favor as he rains down upon his people. We're going to go ahead and get started with a song of praise tonight. And then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst coming to us in prayer by going to God's throne of grace. And then we will go ahead and get started in the study of God's word. Praise God.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever he will reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from
Has he ever covered
rain.
You? Come on. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Weak.
Forever he'll reign.
Forever
one word. Come on, everybody. My God. Somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes,
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
My God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven.
Today I am forgiven.
His grace is why
grace
I'm living.
Why I'm living.
Somebody ought to praise his
holy name.
Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say,
he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you and thank you for your awesomeness, Lord. Thank you for your holy word, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness that you are truly good to us for each and every day, Father. We thank God, for your compassion, Lord, and for your mercy and your grace, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your great mercy, Lord. We cannot do without the mercy of God, Father, Lord. We thank God for how you watch out for and protect us, Lord. We thank God for your protection, Lord. We thank God for your provision each and every day, Father. Thank God for your holy angel encamp around about us, Lord, wherever we are, Father, you there, Lord. And we just thank God for your goodness and thank you, Lord, for being a great and almighty God. Elohim, Father, thank you for being El Shaddai, Lord. Thank you for being Jehovah, Rapha, Jehovah, Nisi, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being Yahweh, Father, Lord. Thank you for being the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, Father, God right now, Father, God today, the great I am, the awesome God, Father, Lord. We thank you, Lord, the God Almighty, Lord, one and only true God, Father. We praise your holy name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord, and thank you for the woman of God to bring forth your word tonight with power, Lord, with strength, Lord, with comfort to our hearts, mind, and spirit, and let your will be done. We attempt to feed your people, Lord, to saturate them with the word of God, and let your will be done this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just ask and I prepare to deliver the word of God that it is none of me, Heavenly Father, and all of you allow your Holy Spirit and your anointing, Lord God, to come forth, and we give you all the praise and all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, tonight, praise God, I will be ministering to you from a topic entitled Recognizing Unseen Danger. Recognizing Unseen Danger. And I have two scripture texts. One is from Luke. If you have your Bibles, you can turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 18 through 19. And then we will go to John, chapter 16, verse 33. The Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 33. But first, in the book of Luke, chapter 10, verse 18. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And it reads, and he said unto them, and they're referring to Jesus, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, verse 19, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10, 18 and 19. And if you will turn with me to John chapter 16, verse 33. And this may be a very familiar scripture in your hearing. And it reads, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me, and this is Jesus speaking, ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise God. Recognizing unseen danger. After our church service on yesterday, our minister of security conducted an active shooter training.
For those that may wonder, why would this type of training occur in a church? It is because we are living in an age, and that age prophesied in Matthew 24:12, where, quote, lawlessness abounds and the love of many have grown cold. According to a CNN report released just this morning, the United States has reported at least 50 mass shootings since the Atlanta spa shooting on March the 16th. CNN and the GVA, which is the Gun Violence Archive, considers an incident to be a mass shooting if four or more people are shot, wounded, or killed, excluding the gunman. There has been a mass shooting that has occurred in the United States every day in the month of April, except April 1st, April 2nd, and April 15th. Now, mind you, we're at April the 19th, with some days having as many as four mass shootings in various cities throughout the United States in one day. There were several days that had four mass shootings in one day since April the 3rd. At least 150 mass shootings have occurred in the United States since the start of 2021. These evil and senseless acts of violence are devastating and tragic. Yet I'm not sharing these statistics to bring discouragement or worry to your day, but I wanted to make you aware and emphasize that there is an unseen enemy, a very real adversary. His name is Satan. His job description is outlined in John 10:10 and focuses on three dastardly tasks, and they are to steal, kill, and destroy. 1 Peter 5:8, and this is from the New International Version, has a message of warning for the believer. And it is to, quote, be alert. 1 Peter 5:8, be alert and of a sober mind, for your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. So these mass shootings and COVID-19 issues and social injustices and attacks on the institution of marriage and gender identity problems and alcoholism and drug abuse and robbery, suicide, rape and murder and adultery and any other attack or device of the enemy serves as a wake-up call to those that are in the body of Christ. We have a work to do, and we must be about the Father's business of interceding and calling on the name of our Lord God, rebuking the hand of the enemy in Jesus' name, fasting and praying without ceasing for our nation. Satan may roam this earth like a roaring lion, but remember the scripture says like, because Satan has limited power. Oh, but we serve a God, hallelujah, who is omnipotent, and that means his power is not limited, but he has all power, all powerful, hallelujah. Praise our All our God is still God. All our God, let me say that again, he is still God. He is the, not A, he is the Almighty God. He is still large and in charge. He still holds this whole world in the palm of his hand. He is still victorious. He still loves his children, and he is faithful to and honors his word from the beginning to the end. From the Old Testament, when in Exodus 15 and 26, he said, if you give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will not put any of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. I am the Lord, your healer. All the way to the New Testament, where he confirms his faithfulness. Aren't you glad to serve a faithful God? He confirms his faithfulness and says in 1 Corinthians 1:9 that God is faithful by who you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our God. And Hebrews 10 and 23, which tells us to hold fast, my dear brothers and sisters, hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is what? He's faithful. Hallelujah. This is my introduction, as my husband would say, and lays the foundation for this message titled, Recognizing Unseen Danger. The elders used to pray that your God, thank God for protecting me from dangers seen and unseen. I would hear my mother say that and grandmother say, oh, thank God for protecting me and mine from danger seen and unseen. I didn't know what that meant as a little girl, but I understand it now. Yesterday in the active shooter training, the trainee is informed to have what the trainer calls situational awareness. Situational awareness is, in its technical term, defined as the perception of the element in an environment within a volume of time and space, the comprehension of their meaning, and the projection of their status in the future. That's technical terms. I'm going to break it down to you in the simplest form. It just means knowing what's going on around you. When you are in a restaurant or a movie theater, which you should be mindful of, let me throw that in right now, of being in either of those places right about now. But for the sake of discussion, when in a restaurant or movie theater, have you noticed the nearest exit? If you have an elderly person or a person with disability with you, are you near an exit where you can leave quickly if danger should arise? Are you or someone in your party keeping an eye on the area of entrances into the location where you are? Have you noticed others that are around you? Have you watched their body languages and maybe overheard conversations? We have to do all of that in this day and time. emergency event occur. If you notice something that is abnormal or that may potentially become a danger, please make sure that you don't hesitate to say something. We live in a time where situational awareness, knowing what's going on around you, might just save your life and the lives of others. There was an instance where this gentleman, shortly after the shootings here in Atlanta at the spas, there was a gentleman that had gone into a Publix in Midtown, and he was had armor with him. And there was another man, and he went into the bathroom, and there was another man that had gone into the bathroom and happened to see one of the rifles. And because, again, he was situationally aware of what was going on around him, he left out of the bathroom and went to tell those that were in some form of management there at Publix. And they called the police, and finally people were able to get people out, and the police came, and just his act alone of not ignoring but being able to speak up possibly saved his life and the lives of many others, because, again, he was situationally aware. Just as it is wise to be aware of your environment at all times in the natural realm with what you can see, it is also even more important as children of God that we are situationally aware in the spiritual realm to recognize those dangers that are unseen. As Arnold Different Strokes would say, what you talking about, Pastor Constance? Well, I'm going to tell you. Being situationally aware in the spirit allows you to recognize dangers that are unseen so that you can identify Satan's strategies and tactics and position yourself to be protected even amidst his attacks. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can overcome the enemy and make him flee. We're talking about spiritual warfare. Recognizing that which is unseen and becoming situationally aware in the spirit actually fall within three important areas that are vital to spiritual warfare, which I would like to talk about this evening. And those areas are: one, activate God's word. At two, accept God's will. And three, be about God's work. I'm going to repeat that. Recognizing dangers that are unseen and becoming situationally aware in the spirit lie in three important areas that are vital in spiritual warfare. You must, one, activate God's word. Two, accept God's will. And three, be about God's work. Let's talk about these three areas briefly. First of all, activate God's word. Hebrews 4 and 12 tells us, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. There's nothing in heaven and earth that can do that but the word of God. And the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. your words must line up with the word of God. When Satan came against Jesus and tempted him in the wilderness, with every temptation, Jesus spoke his Father's word by saying, "It is written," followed by the word of God. "It is written," followed by his Father's word. We must study, know, and activate God's word by boldly and courageously speaking his word with every trial. I'm going to say that once again. We must study, know, and activate God's word by boldly and courageously speaking his word with every trial. The word of God tells us that the power of life and death lie within our tongue. When a trial comes, when temptation comes, when the enemy launches his attack, that's not the time to be timid. That's the time to boldly and courageously declare God's word. If sickness arises, then you grab hold to a scripture like Isaiah 53:5, which states that Jesus was wounded for my transgressions, that bruised for my iniquities, that by his stripes I am healed. No matter what the enemy, what the enemy may tell you, no matter even what the doctors may say, you stand on the word of God no matter what. If there is a lack of resources, you pull the scripture that tells you that my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And if you can't remember that one, grab hold to the one that mama taught you to learn as a little child and declare that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Praise God. If you need peace in your home, you say, "Lord, you promised me." God doesn't mind being reminded of his word. "Lord, you promised me in Matthew 18:22 that whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So I bind the hand of the enemy. I bind chaos and confusion in my home. And I loose the peace and joy of God in every area of my home in Jesus' name. And watch and see as you begin to declare God's word and speak it into the atmosphere. Don't you see things begin to change for the glory of God, and the enemy has got to flee. Remember, in order to activate God's word, you must speak the word of God by faith. You must speak the word of God by faith. If you're going to, in the spirit, recognize dangers unseen, number two says you must accept God's will. You cannot operate in your own will, succumbing to the desires of your flesh. You must operate in the perfect will of God, yielding your desires to the transforming power of the Holy Spirit. The will of God commands that you dress each day in the whole armor of God. That includes putting on the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and the gospel of peace, having your feet shod with the gospel of peace and holding the shield of faith and putting on the helmet of salvation and carrying the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of darkness of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Then you must dine at the table of the Holy Spirit. After you get dressed, go ahead and have yourself a good meal. Dine at the table of the Holy Spirit and enjoy a diet of the fruit of the Spirit of our God. That includes, according to Galatians 5:22-23, love and joy and peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and a dose of self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Being in the will of God allows you to rest under the ark of God's safety, protected and shielded from the fiery darts of the evil one by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lastly, after you have activated God's word, after you've accepted God's will, then you must be about God's word. You must be about God's work. Oh, there is much darkness in the world. But as children of the Most High God, we must be about our Father's business. We must answer the Great Commission in whatever platform we are called. We must go ye and feed God's sheep. We must remain the salt and light of this world that extinguishes the darkness. We can see that there's a war going on. And when we activate God's word in our lives and accept and operate in God's will and be about the work of God, God will then open our spiritual eyes to recognize the unseen dangers of this present age. We will then be able to resist the devil, and he will have to flee from our midst. As I close, I leave you with the lyrics of this song by Sister Shirley Caesar, which sums up this message. She says, there's a war going on. There's a war going on. And if you're going to win, so you better make sure that you have Jesus deep down within. For this battle cannot be won with bullets and guns. For the enemy you cannot see with human faculty. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's a fact that Satan's on your track. And suddenly, without any warning, he'll launch his attack. So you better make sure that you know that wherever you may go, that you have the sword, which is the word of God, deep down in your soul. Oh, this is what you have to know. You can't fight this battle on your own. You need the power of God rooted and grounded in your life. This is what the Bible says. We need the armor. We need the armor of the Lord so we can walk right and talk right and live right and pray right. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, there is a war going on. But we thank God for opening our spiritual eyes to recognize the unseen dangers and allow us to walk in his victory. Praise God. I now turn the program back over to Pastor Jasper Whitehurst.
Amen, amen. We thank God for his word. Thank God for the Bible Council sharing that word. Amen. And it's what a joy, what a blessing. We need that word on this hour, this day and time. We need that word to encourage one another, to strengthen ourselves in the things of God. We need that word to build us up, to help to run on the journey that we need to run on. Amen. We race to God can ever end. So we need about that word, like recognizing unseen danger. Amen. In our day and time, we need to be alert. We need to be watching, rather pray, praise God.
Amen.
We need to be alert in what's going on around us. Amen. We need to be spiritually alert. What's happening? Our enemy trying to run rampant, but God got an answer for that as well.
Yes,
amen. We need to stay in the word of God. We need to be in prayer. The fasting, we need to do what God called, commands to do. And people of God, the body of Christ, you need to do those things God commands to do. You got to get attuned to you as well.
Oh, yes, he does.
Attuned to you. God has a fight, an undefeated God. Amen. He has lost the battle. He's undefeated. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God has given us tools to you. The woman of God was waiting for that word of God. Amen. And she went through the word of God, and she went to talk about God, recognizing God, unseen danger, amen, by activating the word of God in your life, praise God. You got to know the word. You got to study the word. You got to meditate upon the word and keep the word in your heart, amen.
Amen.
And use the word and speak that word. I mean, speak truth, speak life, amen. God give you power as well through your Holy Spirit, through the Holy Ghost. He give you power to endure, amen. Power to build one another up. He give you strength to endure, amen, from day to day. So God give us two to you to keep the enemy at bay, to defeat the enemy with the word of God. And all she said about pulling the whole armor of God. I'm pulling some of it, pulling the whole complete armor of God, amen. God tells us to put it on. He never say put it off. Because the devil, he'll take a hard day. The devil trying to take you out each and every day, trying to take out the people of God. But God got an answer for that. We got a victory in Jesus. We are more than conquerors. We are overcomers in Christ Jesus, amen. So we cannot be defeated in Christ, amen. So Christ overcoming the enemy, we can overcome the enemy through him, praise God, by our faith in Christ Jesus. Learn to accept the will of God for your life. Accept the God will for your life. You learn to operate in God's perfect will. Not permissive will, but in God's perfect will.
Amen.
If you want to stay in place, it's in the perfect will of God, praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to operate and learn to stay in that. Let me saturate in the will of God. To know the will of God, to obey the will of God, and know the word of God. Amen. They go hand in hand. The word of God, they go hand in hand. You can't do one without the other. They go together. Those three are one. Amen. With the Son. Those three come together, agree in one. Praise God. And the third, he said,
be allowed.
You mean
three?
The work of God. Be
about the work of God. Be about the work of God. Be about the Father's business. Jesus said, occupy until I come. So we got work to do. Amen. We got his workmanship in Christ Jesus. Amen. Unto good works. Amen. So we got work to do in Christ. We don't take a stand out there on the bench. If you put a slice of bread out on the table for a period of time, you start changing color.
Yes,
and then, so you can't use it. And you can't eat it. You can't use it. You have to throw it away. But God has given us things to actually stay in the heart and mind and spirit to be about the Father's business. Light is in us. We are the light of the world, amen.
Yes.
Yeah, we are the light of the world. We should do what God commands to do, to go, amen. To go and do the thing he called to do. Jesus tells him to stop me. He tells him the same thing. Now he feels the Holy Ghost in the day of Pentecost, so we get everything we need and more.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Father Paul fulfilled the Spirit of God. He did great things, planted churches. Be great things. He spoke on grace. He wrote most of the New Testament. He was filled with the Spirit of God. He was filled with the wisdom of God. He did great and mighty work for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
You can't get my blessing. I can't get your blessing. But enough blessings go around, praise God. You ain't got to steal my blessing. Just enough to go around. Learn to count your blessing, praise God. Learn to count what God is doing in your life, amen. And keep the word of God in your heart. How your heart is not sinning against it. So to create me a clean heart, praise God. The God has work for us to do from day to day. It needs to be about our Father's business, amen. About our Father's business. Now the day, now the time, now the day of salvation, now the day we need to take and do what God called commands to do, amen.
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 Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up to our studio audience. If you'd like to share in this word any comments, any prayer requests, testimonies, praise God.
Amen.
Tonight we're talking about recognizing unseen dangers. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad. We would love to be able to hear from our studio audience this evening. We're talking about recognizing, praise God, unseen dangers. There's much that the enemy is doing. However, no matter what, we know, praise God, that God is still sitting on the throne. Oh, yes, he is.
Amen.
And he is still in control and has this world. Oh, yes, he does. This entire universe in the palm of his hand, praise God. So we can depend upon the word of God. Have you found yourself at any point depending on God's word and seeing that God has come through for you? I know God to be a faithful God. Oh, I don't have to look back very much to see God's faithfulness proven in my life. Not one time, oh no, but over and over and over again.
Amen.
He is a faithful God. You can depend on him and depend on his word.
You can't make me doubt him because
I know too much
about him. About his goodness, about his mercy, about his compassion, about his love and kindness, about his glory, about his word.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Go on. Amen.
Caller, your last 4 digits, praise God, is 6769. 6769. Go right ahead, please.
Praise God tonight for the word.
Amen.
I was sitting here being blessed, and I just was thinking about the topic, recognizing unseen dangers, about the dangers that happen in our life, and I was thinking about what happened to my husband a couple of months ago, how he was taking a medicine that the doctor had prescribed for him, and yet this medicine was killing, was destroying his nerves and his body, his muscles, his muscle use and his body. And he had to have a biopsy and all of that, and they found out it was this medicine. So sometimes the enemy tries to attack us through things that's supposed to try to help God, that it was found out, and he's doing so much better now. And I just thank God for the word tonight, because Pastor Whitehurst said, God is faithful, and we have to be, yes, and we have to be, we have to understand and be aware of our surroundings and the different things that's going on in this world, because Satan is busy. If the word says he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, and I tell you, I thought of a song, the words to this song. This means war. It says, I got joy in my soul because God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back because this means war. And I just thank God for that. Yes,
amen.
It means war, and we have to, like you said, we have to put on that armor, that whole armor. And I thank God for that tonight. Thank God for the word that strengthens you, that encourages you, that presses you forward to say, Lord, no matter what comes, maybe I'm going forward. I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep pressing on. It's like the old hymn says, I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I humble bow, Lord, plant my feet on solid ground. I just thank God for the word tonight, and I thank God for this ministry, this podcast ministry of the White Pastors Whitehurst, and I just ask you to continue to keep me and my family in your prayer, as I will do yours.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Elder. Oh, yes, I know that song so so well, praise God. And yes, that just goes right hand in hand along with the word tonight. Yes, even in the midst of war, however, we got to remember that no matter what, the word also tells us that this battle is not ours, hallelujah, that it belongs to the Lord. So all we have to do is just trust in him. Just trust him. Yes, Lord, because, again, he never fails. He is always faithful. Thank you so much, Elder, for sharing those comments and that word. Is there another tonight, praise God? Just simply press one on your dial pad. We're talking about recognizing unseen danger, and even more so, the faithfulness of our God to allow you, hallelujah, to recognize those unseen dangers and protect you from the strategies and tactics of the evil one. Satan has no dominion and no power. Praise God. We have another caller, thank God. Your last four digits of your number is 4984. 4984. Hold on for me one moment. Go right ahead, please.
Give honor to God and to Pastor Constance Whitehurst for a powerful word tonight. It brought back memories of what you struggles you go through within life between marriage and children, and when the enemy is fighting your relationship and fighting things within your family and it's turmoil, you have to remember that you have to be faithful to him, because there's an unseen danger that you cannot put your hands on, but you know the presence is there working, doing everything they can do to destroy whatever they can destroy. And I remember one of my aunties told me to read this song. That was 121 song, that I lift my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? For my help cometh from the Lord that made heaven and earth. I had to depend on that scripture because I have to realize that I'm not fighting something physical. I'm fighting something that's spiritual. And you got to be able to stay in there and keep on fighting, because you know that only Christ, only God can bring you to victory in the midst of everything. So I want to say thank you for that powerful word and encouraging us in a time like this.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Elder Green. To God be all the glory. Yes, yes. We fight those things that are not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. And as the word of God tells us, in those spiritual wickedness in high places. But praise God, we don't have to, we can lay them at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't have to fight. We don't have to fight. He will fight our battles on our behalf. In every situation and circumstance, we have an advocate, saints. We have an advocate, and his name is Jesus Christ. We have an advocate in the power of our Heavenly Father who stands and fights on our behalf. Oh, yes, he does. And the battle is the Lord's. And not only is the battle the Lord's, victory is already his. He already stands in a position, hallelujah, of victory. And because he stands in a position of victory, and we were created after his image, and we too stand in the position of victory in every situation and circumstance. All we have to do is trust him. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have about four more minutes left in the broadcast. We give God praise. If there is one that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life tonight, tonight is your opportunity for salvation. Put it off no longer. Romans 10:9-10 declares that if you just accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead and declare with your mouth, then you will be saved. As simple as A, B, and C.
accept Jesus Christ, believe in your heart, declare that and ask him, Lord Jesus, I know that you are the Son of God. I ask you to come into my life. I know that you came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. Now I just ask you to come into my life and become Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed that simple prayer, hallelujah, tonight, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. Tonight, your life, your name has been written down to never be erased in the Lamb's book of God. Praise God. Well, we thank God again for the opportunity to come to you tonight to share his word. We pray that this word was a blessing to you, that you go forth this week to be able to take God's word, share it with someone to advance his kingdom in the earth. And we will be certain to give God all the glory. God bless.
God bless.
Have a wonderful week. We love you. Bye-bye.
Come on, everybody. Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say he can move mountains. In the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word. Come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice. You know he's been good to you. Testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
Giver of salvation.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes.
I'm healed.
Yeah. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say,
he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say.
the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
Oh, my God.